Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's We Will Worship and Malibongwe. It takes us to 24 minutes to the hour of 2 o'clock, still broadcasting live from the Sandton Convention Center. Obviously in Sandton, it is the manufacturers in Indaba, I must say. It's quite busy and I'm absolutely loving being here. And with me in studio right now, I've got Sifiso Nkosi, who is the CEO of Rheem Engineering. So good afternoon, Sifiso, and how are you?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm fine. Yeah.
You know what one thinks? We think Rheem, we're thinking car Rheem. Especially no. We're going to say Rheem and then you say engineering. So tell us more.
In fact, in totally, we are rotating equipment asset management. So what it's just that curricular on engineering it becomes what we do. But basically, we focus on taking care of the assets that industries have, on which are mechanical in nature and rotating. So that's our specialty. We've been in that game for quite some time. So we trained and developed in the industry until we decided to open a company on our own to do that work. Yeah.
So what do you mean when you say taking care? Is this from a maintenance
point of view? So it's basically the total life cycle of the rotating equipment.
Okay.
Our special focus is on steam turbines. So like now, our major contract is servicing the turbines in the Eskom fleet. So we are participating mainly in the energy situation space that we've had. So we do level one plant there. So we get opportunities to strip the turbines, we inspect them, we refurbish them, we put them together, we commission them, and then we run them up. So
when we're having electrical problems, there, can we actually blame you and say, hey, we're really part of the problem?
We participate fully in that. I think, look, we are happy with where we are as a country now. We are moving towards the right direction, and also we are getting support from the powers that be in terms of getting sure that we've got enough money to do the maintenance and then to do what we need to do. I think it's a long journey that we have to travel, but I think They are green shoots, so we are moving in the right direction. I think we are happy about that, and we still want to participate. We want to make sure that also in the process we develop capacity and skills for the broader majority of the resources that we use, and make sure that there's training, there's development, because that's quite important to us, to make sure that we impart the knowledge that we have to the teams, and we develop for future. Because I think if you look at other developed countries, they make sure that the components afterlife is taken care of by entities that are local, so that you can optimize on cost, and then you also can also make sure that you localize as much as possible, because that's how you're going to create jobs. Otherwise we cannot keep on buying things from outside, because we're exporting jobs.
So in
the process, for me, what's important, we must always build capacity and skill, and then out of that, I think we can play our role in terms of dealing with the issues of unemployment and other social ills that we've got. Yes. Yeah.
So how long have you been around?
No, in the turbine game, I've been, maybe we started early 2000s. So I've been there for quite some time with the partners.
As Rheem or?
No, in my own capacity, but Rheem, we started it in the 2021 or so, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Post-COVID.
Yeah.
Very brave of you.
No, look, I think for us, the turbine environment and such is our passion. So I think despite the challenges, we'll keep on trying to make a name for ourselves. Yeah.
So, Sifiso, why are you here today? Why is it so important for you to be part of this exhibition?
No, look, manufacturing in Indaba was of interest to us because we are trying to expand, we are trying to diversify in towards developing a workshop in Witbank, where we can do most of the refurbishment of the components that we work with, and other industry of interest, be it your likes of Sasol, mining sector, and automotive industry. So we are trying to look at we've already procured land and stuff, so we're busy in the process of building our own workshop. So we wanted to get to the grips of the separate sector of moving from service to proper manufacturing, as to what are the opportunities there. And I think it's been useful, because we've got to to interact with a lot of the guys, and it's been useful, really. I think it's been worth the money, yeah.
So much as you've got the big guns like Eskom and the likes,
yeah.
I'm sure you are also looking to interact with other businesses as well. If somebody's actually listening right now and they'd love to reach out to your company, how do they do that?
Look, we've got our website, which is www.rebengineering.co.za. We've got our info email address, which is info@rimengineering.co.za. You can be reached there. So I think those are the primary platforms that you can be reached. You can interact with us. And then, obviously, our offices is also in Witbank. So we are just next to the Highveld Mall in Witbank. So we can be reached from there.
Well,
yes.
Thank you so much for having this chat with me. Hopefully, we're not going to be having any load shedding again, because we're not.
No, look, we'll develop. It's a long-term game.
Of course.
But give us the patience. I think the minister has been doing well to support. So let's try and support the guys, because it's not an easy endeavor. But okay. We'll try and give it our best shot. Yeah. Thanks.
God bless.
Yeah, thanks. Ben.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic. Christian Radio.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.